Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 10th, 2013 at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Be Careful What You Wish For. This week's story comes to us from Joe Durbrock and is titled Scissors. Thank you for listening.
Holy cow. It's bright up here. Hi, everybody. I love to travel. I love to go to countries whose cultures are completely alien to me, whose languages I do not speak. And what I want to do there is seek genuine, honest human exchange. I understand that this is perverse, because genuine, honest human exchange is a challenge even if you share a language. Nevertheless, that's my thing. And here's why. I have a fair amount of tie-dyed, kumbaya singing, peace sign slinging optimism in my nature, and I believe that if enough of us are wandering around open-hearted and open-minded, seeking genuine human exchange, reaching beyond differences, facing each other human to human, willing to be foolish, willing maybe even to be taken advantage of now and again, we would change the world. So, I just got back from Indonesia. It was a great trip. And the biggest reason it was a great trip for me is because more than on any other journey of my life, I succeeded in this. I held myself open. I trusted people. They trusted me back. I shared with people, and they shared back. And I came home much richer than I had left. For example, I learned how to tie a sarong, and not any of the ways that sarongs are tied in beach resorts around the world. I learned how to tie a sarong the way a young Balinese girl ties her sarong every morning, the way a woman my age ties her sarong in Bali every morning, the way a Balinese man does. I got invited to a Hindu cremation ceremony. I learned that when all the neighborhood dogs start barking wildly in the middle of the night, it's because ghosts are in the area. And maybe best of all, I taught a young girl how to crochet, and in return, her mother, who is a seamstress, gave me a kebaya, which is a traditional lacy jacket that Indonesian women wear, which she had made for herself. So yeah, it was a great trip. But I can't tell you any of those stories today because they don't fit the theme. Here's one that does. Last day of my trip, my companion and I, her name is Sarah, we're leaving Indonesia and we're now in Taiwan, and we're entering Taiwan through the airport in Taipei. And it's a little bit intimidating because, like all Asian countries that I know anything about, Taiwan takes its rules very seriously. And by Western standards, it punishes rule breakers harshly. As you enter the Taipei airport, you cannot fail to be aware of this because there's a big old sign, and it says drug trafficking is punishable by death. And if you have ever partaken of an illegal substance, even if you did not inhale, you are a little nervous when you see that sign. It's a bit like when a cop pulls up behind you on the highway and you aren't drinking and you aren't speeding, and yet inexplicably you sit up a little straighter and slow down a bit. Yeah, so I noticed this sign. However, I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned when I put my bag on the conveyor that goes into the x-ray machine at airport security. And the reason I'm not concerned is, well, number one, I'm not a drug trafficker. And number two, I am an American. And I travel a lot, which means I've had many dealings with the TSA. And the American TSA is one of the most restrictive airport security agencies in the world. and I know my bag is TSA compliant, so I am not concerned. I'm not even concerned when a conversation breaks out behind the X-ray machine right about the time my bag would be front and center. I'm not even really concerned when one of these uniformed officials behind the machine snatches my bag when it comes off the conveyor, holds it up, hands it to another official, this one with that kind of low man on the totem pole look, like maybe he's the guy who has to do stuff that the others find distasteful. And that uniformed official holds my bag up, makes the universal cross-cultural question mark face, and I raise my hand, it's my bag, and he pulls me into a corner, sets my bag down on a metal table, and says, "Scissors," in English. And I'm thinking, shit, because I'm a knitter, and my knitting needles are in my checked luggage on advice from a friend who told me that hers had been confiscated a month previous as potential weapons of mass destruction. So my knitting needles are not in this bag, but what is in this bag is a little sewing kit that I use with my knitting, and in that sewing kit is a little pair of scissors. So I open my bag and I pull out the sewing kit and I open the sewing kit and I pull out the scissors, and these are little folding jobbies. They're like this big. In fact, they're TSA compliant. And I set them down on this metal table with a click. And I make the universal question mark face right back at the guy. And he does this. He fists up his hands like this and he crosses them at the wrist over my scissors and he says sternly, "Not in Taiwan." And I'm looking at these scissors, and they are so small. And so I reach carefully under his arms, and I pull my scissors out. Remember, they're folding scissors. And I unfold them so he can see how little these blades are and how blunt the tips. And I set them back down on the table. Click. And he does it again. Fists, wrists. Not in Taiwan. And I don't know that I'm going to say what I say next until I taste it on my tongue. But I turn to my traveling companion, Sarah, and I say, "My mother gave me those scissors. I've had those scissors half my life." And it's true. My mother did give me those scissors. I have had them almost forever. But those words, they taste like a lie, because it is also true that I hate those scissors. I have been waiting for the day that I will lose or break them so I can replace them with scissors that will cut yarn instead of sawing it into shaggy bits. But I want this official to feel bad, and I don't say any of that. Meanwhile, the official is busy. He's made my scissors disappear. He takes a form from a stack of forms and he starts writing in it. Then he takes my passport and it looks like he's writing on that. And suddenly I am nervous. If this was America, I would be about to lose my scissors, but I'm in a country where they kill people for carrying marijuana. I'm not sure what's going to happen next, right? What happens next is he picks up a clipboard and he writes in it, and then he pushes it at me, hands me a pen, and indicates a line on this clipboard he wants me to sign, right? And I look at the thing, and it's got a whole bunch of Mandarin Chinese, or maybe it's Taiwanese, I can't tell the difference, and I couldn't read it either way, on this page, and I take a step back, and I'm like, I probably look like someone who just saw a snake and isn't sure whether or not it's venomous. And I say, "I can't sign that. I can't read it." And he says, not unkindly, "It says throw away." And I don't believe him. I don't believe him, but I say, "All it says is that you're throwing my scissors away?" And he says, "Yes." And I don't have much choice. So I sign and I push his clipboard back to him and I give him back his pen and he writes some more stuff. And then he tears a piece of paper off of this form he's been working on and he sticks it in my passport and he hands me back my passport and he nods at me. I'm free to go. And I start to turn and then I freeze because Something is wrong with my passport. It's too heavy. Now, you guys know where this is going, right? Everybody knows where this is going. Well, here's the thing. I didn't. I should have. Remember why I travel? I should have, but I didn't. So I open the passport like this. And there, sitting on my passport, are my scissors, glinting in the bright lights of this room, visible to anyone who would look. And I'm shocked. Trouble I was expecting. Kindness? Nope. So I'm just like this, staring at my scissors. And then finally I look up and I look at this official, and for the first time I see past his uniform, and what I see is a boy. Maybe he's 20, maybe he's 22. Maybe I remind him of his mother. I'm probably his mother's age. And the expression I see on this boy's face, remember, here I am. The expression I see on this boy's face is panic. And the message he's trying to send me, clear as day, is please, please, please close your fucking passport. And finally I get it, and I do. I hide my scissors, and I turn on my heel, and I leave the room. And I do not know if that boy received the message I tried to send back to him in that last instant, a wordless combination of gratitude, regret, and apology. I don't know if I closed my passport fast enough. I don't know if that boy has his job. What I know is that he tried to give me a gift. He tried to help me, at some risk to himself, save something I had all but told him was precious to me. And in my dishonesty and my distrust, I not only failed to deserve his gift, it's possible that I betrayed it. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's Subject, the number 2, Gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. More at RanchHandDesign.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, RockandRudy's.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers this quarter, Doug Dottie, Cheyenne Rivers, Pat Williams, Joe Durbrock, Mark Gibbons, Emily Walter, John Turk, and Cheyenne R.R. Rogers. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for December 3rd at the Top Hat, and the theme is Promises.